Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle futures were weaker here. We were $1.30 to $1.65 lower on the feeder cattle, and $1.20 to $1.75 or so lower on the fats. The market was significantly lower about noon today, and it came back. The March was as low as about $3.65 lower on the day. The lowest price was $1.50 for March, and they closed at $1.52.12. So quite a rebound there on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, $1.20 to $1.70 lower here. It looks like cash late in the day here is going to happen about $1.21. In the midst of that sell-off, which was 117, 118 bid, well, there was some 120 bid, and I think that kind of held the market together, and then we ended up trading some at 121. So a pretty strong cash trade today to go along with the Oklahoma City Monday being higher. Box beef, though, was lower. It was 94 cents lower on choice at 205.61. Select down 70 cents at 185.14. So choice and select were both lower here to finish the day, but the market did come back slightly. We did test the 50-day moving average before coming back, so there's a lot to be, despite it being down, there is some good things that happened with the market coming back, what it did today. Hog futures today were down about $1 to $1.30.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were mixed. We had corn up 2 to 2.5 cents. Beans were 6 to 6.5 cents lower, and wheat fell apart late in the day. Chicago was down about 1.75 cents in March, and Kansas City was down about 0.5 cent. This morning, there was some export announcements of 657,000 metric tons of soybeans, some sold to China, some to unknown destination, but that's a pretty large number, and the beans were really the weakest contract of the day, despite that number, so kind of a surprising move there on the beans and that export sell number. The exports are still trending a little bit below where we normally be this time of year. The corn and bean export, the marketing year is pretty early, though. We just started the marketing year, so we're behind in both corn, beans, and even the wheat. Cotton is a little bit ahead. Cotton futures today were under a little bit of pressure. We had December down 31, which is nearly expired, and March is down 66 at 72.77. Natural gas has fallen pretty hard today, down 16.8 cents in January to 301. So we've had a pretty wide trading range over the last couple of months for natural gas, with the 280 range being the low and somewhere around 320 being the high. Stock market today is making new highs. It's up 330 at 24,250.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.